This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's time now to ask the CLO. This is from Amani in Portsmouth. Amani says, I took allergy medicine last night and slept like a baby. My husband is out of town and I told him I was taking two pills and going to bed. He called me twice while I was knocked out. How can he possibly be mad that I missed his calls?
Hold him. Ain't he missed some of your calls? Dog, you took some pills, you was asleep. He mad. Get over it. What? You mad about that? Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
There's some way bigger stuff up the road. If that got you mad, you probably don't need to be married, dog.
The stuff they be arguing about in their house, man.
I know. Behind closed doors. Yeah, he's mad, though. He is mad. All right, next one, Steve. Cedric in Baton Rouge writes, my trainer said he saw a picture of me and my new girlfriend on her Facebook page. He said he knows her well and he could give me some tips on how to deal with her. Should I talk to him about her or should I find myself a new trainer?
What?
This is crazy, right?
Dog, you can't be that kind of man. Hey, man, I saw you and your girl. I can give you some tips on how to handle it. I get some tips or should I get some new trainer? Hey, man, why don't you just tell your trainer this ain't your business?
Maybe.
Why don't you do that? Man, this must be some young dudes. Because old cats I know, they can't even come at you like that. I just don't understand, man. You know, this is a different generation. Like I say all the time, they got all these new norms. My trainer saw me and my girlfriend on Facebook, said he knew her and know her well. I could give you some tips on her. You think I should get the tips from him or get a new trainer? So obviously you offended.
Yeah.
But then you need to say something to him.
He's asking about that, yeah.
Hold up, bro. I'm going to check you then. I'm going to get a new trainer.
Mm-hmm. He's a great big old trainer, man. I'm just letting you know, he's a big dude.
He knows her well. You know what that means, that line.
See, and you must be out of shape because he just felt like he could say that to you. Hey, fat boy.
He can't beat him at all.
Yeah. Hey, little slouchy.
Wow. All right, this is us. CLO, this is from Rashad in Grapevine, speaking of the new norm. Rashad in Grapevine says, I'm having sex with two best friends. I met them at the same time and had sex with one in the bathroom and the other in my car on the same night. They have no idea what's going on. Should I tell them and see if a threesome is possible? Speaking of the new norm.
Yeah, because you don't care about either one of them, dog. Yeah. This ain't nobody you have no intention of taking him home, meet your mama. Might as well ask about the threesome.
Always shoot the three, though. Always.
What?
Always go for the three. Yes, I said it. It's there.
Uncle Steve.
Ain't neither one of them ask, girl, where you been?
Right.
Nothing. Are you sure they're best friends?
Right.
You know.
You
oh, they was
with?
In
who
there together.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather flock together. I know they best friends.
So you're saying a threesome is highly possible, CLO?
Because if they at the club together and they show up missing at different times and the other person that's always missing is the cute dude, then come on. Somebody knows something. Girl, you was in the bathroom a long time. Girl, ooh.
But we go to the bathroom. You know that. We go to the ladies' room together. We don't even go by ourselves.
Well, y'all be dog. He was in there with one of them, Shirley.
Yeah, that's unusual. Yeah.
Yeah, so that would have raised eyebrows right
exactly.
there. Then she come out. You got to look a little bit tossed up when you come out that bathroom.
So yeah. You think they were out together? The best friend?
On the same night.
Yeah.
Not out together. Like, he went out with one, and then he hooked up with the other. You think they was all together?
Yeah.
And
no, I think he met both of them at the club.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that night, same night.
I met
one in the bathroom, one in the car.
Carla, ooh. I met them at the same time and had sex with one in the bathroom, the other in the car.
The same night.
Wow, I missed that. Woo, come on, ladies.
The important part is, where is this club? What club is this?
That's the important part to
That's
you.
That's the thing you need to find out.
All right, last one, CLO. This is from Millicent in Queens. Millicent writes, my car's in the shop and my husband won't pay to get it out. He said he ain't got it right now. So when he tried to have sex, I told him I ain't got it right now. He said I should not punish him for being broke. Am I wrong for withholding sex?
Wow.
Well, I've never done it before, but I guess you have a prerogative. You know, you need your car. You know, obviously you all have had some type of transactional behavior before, shall we say. So I'm assuming that this is, you all have equated one with the other, especially you. And now he mad because he shouldn't be punished for being broke. Well, broke dudes don't get a lot of action, dog. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You got to buy a Happy Meal or something for the baby, something. You got to do something.
That's a husband, too.
Marriage. Yeah.
Well, they have a transactional, whatever you call it. Everything's a transaction with them. You get me that, I'll give you some of this.
Mm-hmm.
If I give you some of this, you know I'm going to want that.
Wow. But usually that's unspoken. It, you know, you just know that.
Well, I'll just holler at you on Friday at the payday.
Right. Maybe we
go
can
our separate
up.
Ways.
That's when you lose your car. All right. All right, CLO. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.